So the faith I have today is going to be built upon. It's going to grow. Not just in a magnitude, meaning I'm going to have like deeper faith or a stronger faith, but I will also have a broader faith. A faith that goes, as broad as the faith of Christ. Because if you think about it, John said that all the things, if everything he said and did was to be recorded, the books in the earth could not contain them. So, I mean, the faith of Christ, the faith that he had, is very broad indeed. It spans many aspects of his life, and it will span many aspects of our life. If we are truly walking by faith, that means every situation is going to have a faith application. And that's a high mark. But as I said before, why shoot low? Shoot low? Aim high, right? Aim high. Those who shoot low will always, hit even lower. And those who aim high, if I miss the mark, I'm going to be glad at least I was shooting for the highest score. Verse 18, for the wrath of God. Now see, why do we do this? Why do we obey the gospel? Because of the wrath of God. Because the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by those things, by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Well, it's interesting what Paul says there, because I wonder, what does he have precisely in mind? To me, personally, it goes back to the time of the Garden of Eden. When was the first time the wrath of God was revealed from heaven? I mean, we have a few examples of that, right? We have Sodom and Gomorrah, which Paul's going to allude to. We have the days of Noah, which are also, I think, alluded to here to some degree. But here we see, when the wrath of God comes down out of heaven, what does it come against? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, all men have some measure of truth. Every single person who does wrong, how can I put this? Every man who is of any sound mind, who knows some degree of right and wrong. Maybe they don't know the righteousness of God, because the righteousness of God is only revealed from faith to faith. But they do have a sense of, it's wrong to steal. I don't like it when people steal from me. But then they steal from others. So I don't want to be killed. But then they kill other people. But when it says they knew God, that makes me think of the flood time, because I think with Adam, and Noah was a preacher of righteousness, it is written, that in those times there was some knowledge of God. It says they began to call on the name of the Lord, but at the same time things were going very badly for man. And I wonder how and in what ways they began to call on the name of the Lord. I mean, you look back, Adam was calling on the name of the Lord, I suppose. But I think that there's some sinister meaning in that as well, because, men begin to call on God. They know God, but at the same time they do abominations. And I think that is the state of Christianity, unfortunately, where people have the truth. They have Bibles and they're holding the truth. But it is being held in unrighteous hands. And that is the thing that makes God most angry. When we know what is right, but we don't want to do it. But we don't do it. We don't perform it. And while it's true that man cannot really do what's right, and that's why God's destroying mankind, but from among man, as we will read in Romans, God is going to pluck out of this creation sons, whom he will raise to glory as he has raised his son Jesus to glory. So that's a high mark. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. See, God shows it. How does he show it to them? He shows it to them in ways that they don't perceive, in their minds, in their thoughts, in their inner workings. God has revealed enough to every man to condemn. There will be no one on Judgment Day who can stand before God. I mean, some people think they will, and, you know, go ahead, have at it. But the truth is, people know things. And they think, well, I'm not worthy to be destroyed. Well, are you worthy of eternal life? Because that is what God is doing in salvation. It's not just about, you know, he's granting life eternal. So, you know, everlasting, or whatever you want. He's granting life that won't end. What man is worthy of that? I don't know of any man. I can't think of any man in history, of course, saving those God has deemed worthy. I can't deem a man worthy of that. But for one, I don't know enough about different men. I can say, well, that guy, he was a good guy in history. You know, he performed a lot of good things, good deeds, did this, did that. How do I know he didn't do some wicked things that we don't know about? How could I judge him? Well, I can't judge him. But I can also say, I can't see any man that I would say definitively, well, they should live forever. And I know definitively, I should not live forever. But by the grace of God, I believe I will. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination. You know, I see that, you know, that people have no idea what it truly is they're worshiping. God. They think of God. God is like this faraway dream. Like an old fairy tale. Or an old story in a book. Because he's done this purposely. He's hidden his face from mankind. We cannot discern what he's up to, so to speak. I mean, I don't claim I don't always know what he's up to. I mean, I try to follow after what the Spirit leads, right? I say, well, this is what he's doing with me. But in the overall scheme of things, what he's doing with Bob down the road, well, I really don't know. Why hasn't he revealed himself to my neighbor? Or to my cousin?